Kind of scratching our monkeys and wondering if we can eat all these bugs on the monkeys. And of course you can. Plenty of protein there. Just kind of scratch. You gotta kind of dust off the dandruff from the monkey. And then you wanna just kind of chew around. Eat the little bug. Put it in your mouth. Kind of chew it around. Make it feel at home. And the monkey will do the same to you. If you got any little creatures crawling around on you, he'll gladly eat them for you. He's done it to me many times. They get caught between my fat folds, and he finds them. Golly jeepers. Gee willy willikers. We're just crazed. We're mad. I think we gotta listen to this now.
The volunteer-made programming you're enjoying on 95.9 FM provides the community with an opportunity to learn and share through radio. From downtown Winnipeg, this is CKUW.
See something you didn't know. We're learning and sharing what you can do with those little bugs on the back of monkeys. Eat them. You eat them right up. They're delicious. Don't be a fool. Don't waste them. You can even save them, put them in a little Ziploc bag. I don't know if that's product placement kind of thing. I don't know if it's placement what I'm saying, but a sealable bag. You put the goddamn bugs in there and you put them in the freezer and save them for later. They may even come to life again once you thaw them out, which is very fantastic to watch that transformation. Now, what do I have ready for you and your incredibly beautiful ears? Well, 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 said hell, 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 man.
Why did you do it in the first place? If you didn't do it, then why is everybody saying you're doing it? And if you are innocent, why should we believe what you're saying? And if you are innocent, there must be a reason why you're innocent, and these people are saying that you're not innocent and that you did it. Now, there's got to be something to this that we need to understand, because we don't understand what you're doing. If you're doing these things and people saying you're doing them and then you're not doing them, why are we believing what you're saying and what they're saying? I mean, come on. There's got to be some truth to it. Now, do you have an answer for me?
I was raised by circular floating spheres in an atmosphere not unlike our own here on planet Earth. But now I just zone in and zone out. Oh, it's just the life I need right here on the radio. Yes, here I go spinning round, bringing messages to you, you clowns. Oh, wait, maybe it's me. Ha ha ha, I lap inside, round and round my spherical mind. My spherical mind sees all.
So much fun, life has just begun. Your name is Bubblegum. Live for the moon and sun. Young and so much fun, life has just begun. Just begun.
Bubblegum, yeah! Whoa,
Diablo con vestido azul. Ya no baile rock and roll. Si te vemos con la plaga, tu domingo se acabó. Ahí viene la plaga.
Ahí viene la plaga.
Me gusta bailar.
Ahí viene la plaga.
Y cuando está rock and rollando,
ahí viene la plaga.
Es la reina del lugar.
Ahí viene la plaga.
¡Ay, ay, ay! Así, así, así. Papá, popo, po. Miren a la puerta, ya llegó. Pelo largo y sin crepe, lentes negros y botas de charol. Sus aretes son agogo, la reina de las chicas cuando baila el rock.
There I was, deep in the jungles of South Africa, face to face with a rabid beast, 9-10 feet tall if he was a foot, hairy and smelly beyond belief. Pupils fully dilated, angry frothing, growling, and the chase was on. The chase lasted forever, it seemed. I sweat and I made my way through the deep and dark and murky jungle. Flies and bugs in my face, mosquitoes so thick like a soup, I found my blood dripping as they sucked it from me while I ran through the deep and darkened jungle. My hair was standing on end, and I could hear the beast crumpling and running at full tilt in my direction. The only thing I had in my power was the power of fear, and it was propelling me in such speeds I need not know that I could go. But further and further I went, ripping through the deep and darkened jungle, and the beast coming closer, salivating, getting louder, and making its mark as it went its way through. Deep in deep waters I went, with snakes swimming and running amok in the waterways, large sharp-toothed piranhas mad and willing to bite and take my flesh for nothing. But I swam and made my way to the other side of the long, weary bog. And there I was, afraid at once, afraid at twice, and I turned and I decided to take this beast head on. I decided with all my will and all my might, I would rip it to shreds. I would not let it take my life, I would take its life. So I turned and I began to claw and rip and bite and shred like I never knew. The wild man, the beast inside, had been born again. And I ripped and tore away the flesh, and the fur was flying in the air in all directions. The beasts were frantic and making their way away from this commotion as I was making noises not known to human vocabulary or vocal boxes. It was it. It was dead. I had the carcass in my hand, the pink purple flesh all around me, in my mouth and in my hands and feet. I hold and held the beast that tried to take my life. I had taken its life. And I felt sadness, for I had loved that beast that brought the wild wildebeest inside me out. So I took it to a place not far from there, up a path, well beaten, and I buried the beast. But you don't know this, but beneath your feet lies the Pet Cemetery.
Under the outdoor with the steamboats, ancient goblins and wallows come at the grand light making a sound. The smell of death is all around. And at night when the cold wind blows, no one cares, nobody knows. I don't wanna be buried in a pet cemetery. Cemetery. I don't want to live my life again. Fall addicted to the sacred place. This ain't a dream, I can't escape. Molding some fangs, they're picking up bones. Spirits moaning among the tombstones. And at night when the moon is bright, someone cries something ain't right. I don't wanna be buried in a pet cemetery. I don't want to live my life again. I don't wanna be buried in a pet cemetery. I don't want to live my life again. Sudden, I feel a chill. Victor is grinning, flesh is riding away. Skeleton dance, I curse these days. And at night when the wolves cry out, listen close and you can hear me shout. I don't wanna be buried in a pet cemetery. I don't want to live my life again. I don't wanna be buried in a pet cemetery. I don't want to live my life again. Oh no. Oh no. I don't want to live my life.
Take it! really pissed me off. But it don't matter now. It don't matter now, cause she's dead.
Talk any louder. come to me to tell me what's wrong. You say you're confused, but that's not the problem. It's just the reason that you give. If there's only things that fade, then it's just a trick that the light played. Ain't it better when you find that out? Better to find that out now. I don't think that I'll ever know if there was something more than just what I wanted. Hey, Jane, will I ever know you? Or could I ever break through?
So bad, I didn't know what was wrong. a look at my face in the mirror. And lo and behold, the blues was there. I said the blues was there. Tears would not come. I felt like talking to someone, but no one was there. I started to thinking, and the more I thought, the more I thought, I just kept right on sinking, 'cause I could not stop it. The blues had taken over. I said the blues had taken over. Never went to sleep. I wish I had a kept on dreaming, 'cause reality it ain't easy. I was dreaming my life had changed. I was dreaming about peace of mind. And when I started dreaming about me and you, that's when I woke up tired. Tired of the blues. I'm so tired of the blues.
Stepped inside the swooping mind, color condiments spinning, whirling all different kinds. And when I...
No. I'm telling you, I was in a German prison camp for 4 years.
What's going on here, Sergeant?
Claim she's a Canadian, sir, but she could be a German spy.
What's your name, lady?
Mona Parsons, sir.
Mona Parsons? From Wolfville. It's me, Harry Foster. What happened to you?
I was in the resistance. The Gestapo got me.
Darauf besteht die Todesstrafe durch Erschießen.
Meine Herren, guten Morgen.
Dear lady, you have great courage. I recommend you appeal the sentence.
Living in Holland during the war, I'm one of the persons that helped downed Allied airmen get back to Britain.
You will escape.
And she did escape. And back in Nova Scotia after the war, she married General Harry Foster.
Ron Robinson here for the cleverly named Saturday Morning Show on CKUW-FM. Co-host Carol McKibben and I are here every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 with an invitation to start your weekend with us. Companionable radio is our mantra, and our regular features include our search for ancient radio waves. I send Carol up on the roof at 6:15 with a microphone taped to a bamboo pole, and we go fishing for fantastic finds. At 6:45, laughter is the best medicine, and our comedy spot ranges from Bob and Ray to Victor Borg, Wayne and Schuster to BBC Treasures. 7:15, wake them, shake them. Yes, it's the Children's Corner. 7:45, you'll hear author interviews in season with autographed copies to give away, or a passage from The Diary of a Bookseller. Now, all of the above is blended with music that suits the time. No heavy metal, please. We have a soft spot for